This is new.
Hello. How are you?
This is new. Good. Real good.
Tom, how would you describe how different things are with you now running the show?
I wouldn't say anything's really different. I mean, I went in each week preparing to be the starter. Obviously taking a deeper look into it and just taking it day by day.
How important is it for you now? You have a full week to get ready.
It's important. I mean, this is a good defense that we're going up against, and got to make sure you get all the reps and see all the looks that we're going to see and just go out there and execute my job.
You touched on it the other day, but how meaningful is it for you to be in this spot?
I mean, it's a great opportunity to go out there and kind of show what I can do. Really, just like I said, I got to go out there and execute what I need to do. I'm going to have some fun doing it and just go rip it.
Tom, you talked about the opportunity. This is a long time coming for you, going all the way back to your college journey. Just kind of when you reflect on kind of what it took to get to this point, what kind of things cross your mind?
Yeah, it's been a long journey, you know, as everybody. I mean, it's not really a sob story or anything. I had a longer journey to get to the NFL, obviously transferring twice. But I think it kind of made me the man I am today. Never take these things for granted. Just go out there and have fun and enjoy each day and enjoy the locker room. And it's kind of what I'm going
to
go.
How much do you feel your background at Cardinal Hera prepared you for this? Some of the things that you got to do just even in high school?
High school. I mean, we ran wing T, so our offenses are a little bit different. Not as much mic points and stuff. But, no, I just that foundation that I learned in high school. I mean, they did a heck of a job just growing me to be an adult and kind of taking it for what it's worth.
In the past, you've been really hard on yourself for how you performed in that game against the Colts when you were a rookie. Is that something that really bothered you and stuck with you?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, because as a competitor, you want to go out there and that's what those guys deserved. And they deserved that year. When I went as a rookie to go in there and be prepared, and I wasn't going to make that mistake again. Not just for myself and my personal opportunity, just for the guys, because that's what Dwayne and JJ and all those guys, they deserve someone to go in there and execute and be prepared just the way they do and try and help them win a game.
Just in terms of your style of play, how much do you feel like you know, just being a pocket guy, that's your comfort zone and that you kind of just thrive at that?
I just think, I mean, these coaches do a heck of a job here of just building that foundation. I mean, I've learned more in 3 years here than I have in my whole career, and they do a great job of just helping me go through these reads and stay in the pocket and get the ball out of your hands quick, because obviously I'm not a burner by any means, so got to get the ball out and give it to the faster guys.
What kind of kept you motivated or kept you going last year when you were on injured reserve?
You know, someone just asked me that recently, and it's, to be honest with you, I came in every day, and not just to make a good impression on the coaches and show them that I'm here, but more importantly, it's the guys in the locker room that I really wanted to be around. And and that's the one thing you ask anybody who leaves the game. That's the one thing they miss, the locker room. And that's what I wanted to be around, was the guys, and be around and win a locker room and at the same time get the mental reps, everything I can possibly do without taking the physical reps, but just be around those guys. And that's kind of what kept me motivated, seeing those guys work. And absolutely, because at a young time in my career, I learned that this opportunity could be taken away from you pretty quick. You know, I mean, just injuries happen, and so you just really, that's why this week I'm just going to enjoy this opportunity and go out there and have some fun with the guys, and like I said, just let it rip and see what happens.
Tom, how much has your confidence grown? What do you think you've gotten better at in the last few years?
I think just consistency. I think just getting the ball out of my hands and putting it into the athlete's hands. I think a lot of times as a young guy, you kind of hold on to the ball, and that's not what you want to do, especially against this defense. They got a great front four and fast D-back, so you just got to go out there and get the ball to your hands and anticipate it.
You were really disappointed when you went on IR last year, knowing you wasn't going to be out for the year. How'd you get through with that, and how much did Pat O'Hara help you last season?
Well, to answer your first question, just obviously, like I said, just to stay motivated, because I knew that this opportunity was going to come back eventually and I wasn't going to miss it. And Pat, I mean, shoot, I owe him my whole career, to be honest with you. He's been there. He's quizzed me every day, even last year. I've obviously not been able to take any reps. He's always quizzing me and asking me stuff. And, I mean, this year, even during stretches, he comes up, reads me the call sheet, and – when the first team's doing the walkthrough, after that, Pat and I, we do a personal little walkthrough and go over the looks and stuff, just because obviously you can't get the reps, but you always got to be prepared, and he's done a heck of a job of preparing.
Tom, I don't know if you were aware of it, but it seemed like when you first ran on the field, that was an anticipation or a ripple going through the fans that, okay, this is what we've been waiting for. It seemed like there was an extra pep in the step looking at the running backs and your teammates. Is that something that you were aware of? And seeing how it seemed like everybody was excited for you and the opportunity, seemed to pick their level of play up, is that something that you are actually aware of, and do you feed off of that from an adrenaline standpoint?
I mean, obviously you feed off of it, but I've also been on the tail end of that as well and been the guy who's been benched before, and I understand that as well. And like I said, this opportunity comes and it can be taken away from you, so you just always got to enjoy it. And I think the guys, whether it's me, Brock, or Brandon, they're going to go out there and they're going to play their butts off for us. And I don't think it's fair to say that our offense picked it up a little bit when I was in there. I think they just did a good job of rallying around me and making some huge plays for me. But I didn't see much difference between me or Brock, you know, for those guys. Our team is, one unit. We go out there and we just play hard for each other, and that's what we want to do.
Is it hard to stay patient the last couple of years when you said you knew you wanted to get that opportunity again and you would be prepared for it, but you don't control that necessarily? So
yeah.
Far,
yeah, I think, like you said, you kind of just control what you can control, you know. And that's just the name of this game. There's a lot of great players, and you just got to always be prepared to go out there and play. And, it's tough. As a competitor, you want to be out there and you want to play. But at the same time, coach is going to put the best 11 on the field, and that's what we all trust him to do.
Tom, how much preparation did you actually have going into that game? Is it just a lot of film work? How many snaps are you able to take during the week and stuff like that? Just how much is there?
Obviously, it's majority film, you know, taking a look and getting the mental reps from the first team. We do a job on scout team, just getting the ball out of your hands and stuff, giving the defense the best look they can get. But at the same time, just we always meet as a unit at the end, and quarterbacks, we're always talking and picking each other's brains. So I think that's what's good about our room, is we are always out there just working together, and just for when that opportunity comes, got to take advantage of it.
Tom, I assume you've heard from a lot of people from your past, a lot of people that you've known and maybe hadn't heard from in a while this week.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that really stood out to you that kind of reached out this week to tell you congratulations?
I appreciate everybody reaching out. It's quite a few guys. Some of the veteran players reached out. Some of the guys who aren't with us anymore reached out. And it's an awesome opportunity. I'm really excited about it. But right now I'm just taking it day by day and trying to stay away from the Kool-Aid a little bit and just go out there and execute my job and have some fun.
Tom, how much has it helped you that you've got more than a half under your belt
before
you start this week?
It's huge. It's huge. You can't replace game experience. So I'm excited about it. And like I said, I'm just pumped to go out there and play. It's going to be fun.